Training the Trainers. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We're trying to get materials that teachers can use to teach their standards that they're required to teach by the state to also include agriculture information so students will know that food comes from the farm, not just the grocery store.
Chris Fleming and staff with Tennessee's Ag in the Classroom program are gearing up for several workshops that will be held across the state this summer, and as part of that effort, they're training their consultants that will help conduct those workshops. Jennifer Bates has been utilizing the Ag in the Classroom program with her first graders for the past 14 years in Sumner County.
It is important to me for my students to know where their food comes from, that French fries are not just grown in McDonald's, that potatoes are the origin of a French fry, that brown cows do not produce brown chocolate milk, and cotton does not grow on sheep.
Dr. Rachel Flynnhopper is a professor of education at Belmont University, and she was also taking part in the training session, and she feels the Ag in the Classroom program does make a difference with kids.
I think it's important for our students for our children to know where everything they get comes from, that it's not just from a store. But from the educator perspective, I think it's important for our students to realize how they can work with the community and integrate all these subject areas to help teach the content that they're required to teach.
And there's a lot of information available on the Ag in the Classroom curriculum these days for teachers to utilize in their classrooms. And Jennifer Bates says,
I've learned that there are lots of short video clips that are online, accessible to any teacher, lots of ideas on CDs and lesson plans that are already created that teachers do not have to create themselves. They can go online or they can look at a CD and they can take those lesson plans and implement those already made lesson plans in their classroom.
And while the kids are out of school this summer, some 400 teachers will be taking part in 9 different workshops held across the state to learn more about the Ag in the Classroom program. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.